More than 100 people from across the region are expected to attend an animal crimes conference today, hosted by Lollipop Farm, the Humane Society of Greater Rochester. The focus of the conference is the connection between animal cruelty and human violence. Keynote speaker Phil Arkow is the coordinator of the National Link Coalition, and he is with us right now. Good morning, Phil. Thank you
for joining us.
Briefly, what is the National Link Coalition?
We're the National Resource Center on the link between animal abuse and human violence. We came into being in 2008 after about 30 years of a number of us working independently in this area to look at the fact that animal abuse and animal cruelty, animal neglect are often trivialized by law enforcement and the courts and the general public by people who think, oh, it's just an animal and it's not as important as human needs. And what we're doing is we're getting people to recognize that when animals are abused, people are at risk. And when people are abused, animals are at risk. And that animal cruelty isn't an isolated incident. It usually goes along with domestic violence, with child abuse, and elder abuse. And we're getting agencies who work in those areas to coordinate their efforts, to collaborate, to cross-report to each other, so that by doing a collaborative approach to ending all forms of family violence, we can be more effective.
Among the people you'll be talking today in Rochester at this conference are employees of humane agencies like Lollipop Farm, of animal control services. According to what you say about the connection between violence against animals and violence against humans, these folks could be seen as the first responders, if you will, to a domestic violence case. How should they proceed with those investigations with that in mind?
Exactly right. People are more likely to report suspected animal abuse than they are to report other forms of family violence. And the investigators from Humane Society of Rochester or any other similar agency are often the first ones on the scene. This is particularly acute in domestic violence issues where the animals are targeted by the abusers as a way to keep the rest of the family off guard and warn them that if they leave, their animals will be harmed. And so thousands of abused women and their children are trapped in those abusive relationships. So we're training the animal investigators to be on the lookout for these other signs of family violence, to have resources available to help these people, to basically play social worker as well as law enforcement agencies and help them, you know, through these difficult passages and get them out of abusive situations and refer them to shelters, domestic violence shelters.
Willow Domestic Violence Center here in Rochester now has a pet shelter where the pets of those escaping abuse can stay safe along with their people. Is this something that is rather rare? Do you see this happening in other places around the country?
It's catching on. We have about 128 domestic violence shelters here in the U.S. and another 8 or 10 in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the Netherlands, where the shelters are pet-friendly to keep all vulnerable members of the family together. It's small, but it's a growing movement, and one of the things we're doing is helping domestic violence shelters that are not pet-friendly to learn how to accept pets and deal with all those issues.
You said that law enforcement doesn't always take seriously cases of animal abuse, but didn't the FBI start tracking animal cruelty in 2016?
Yes, it just started. It's going to take a few years to roll that out. What happened was that there's a uniform crime report that thousands of law enforcement agencies use, but it never included animal abuse in that because, again, the law enforcement didn't think it was significant. Well, now four types of animal cruelty are included in that. And as that gets rolled out and systems change at various law enforcement agencies around the country, we're finally going to start getting a handle on exactly how many cases we have. Right now, we just don't have any numbers.
Phil Arkow, coordinator of the National Link Coalition in Rochester today, speaking at a conference on animal crimes. Phil, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
And thank you for your interest, Beth.